Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. It's Penny Quayle Pierce. I hope you're well. We've just been having a bit of a nightmare trying to actually get onto the radio in time for the show. So I thank Chris for being patient with us. I don't know what's in the ether tonight, but it's been really quite difficult. And luckily, my husband Luke was with me, and we've managed to finally get through. So thank you for being patient with us. We're here to enjoy ourselves and have a good discussion. And I hope everybody's well. So Matthew's also been having a few problems getting on. So I hope he will get on soon and I will have a co-host. But if not, you've got me. So I hope you enjoy what we're going to be talking about. And basically, thank you for On Times Radio for making sure we got here in time. So what we said we'd be talking about really is discussing the basic idea that every outcome you experience in life, whether that be success, failure, wealth, or poverty, health or illness, intimacy or estrangement, joy or frustration, is a result of how you have responded to events earlier on in your life. And if you don't like the outcomes that you're currently getting in your life, then there's two basic choices you can make. And obviously I didn't talk about those because but we will this evening, obviously. So it's very much looking at things that have happened in our lives, whether they be positive, good, or whether they've been negative, is what tends to colour the responses, the event and responses equals the outcome. So if the event was stressful and our response was not so positive, then the outcome is what we start to build evidence with. If the outcome is not what we would like to experience, what actually that lays down in our brain is things like things don't ever work out for me. That's the thing that we find, is we start building evidence around, I'm worthless, or I never get drawn in a lottery, I never win anything in the lottery, or I never have good experiences with people that I fancy, they never fancy me. And we build up evidence around a situation or an event, and our response is what colours what happens to us in the future. So it, again, as I'm talking here, it's very much, I'm just trying to bring to mind, so please give me a couple of minutes, different aspects of, when I'm dealing with clients, and I go back to case histories of people that I have worked with, it's amazing how many people will just look at it, and especially in intimacy and estrangement, because I was working very much in that area at a certain time in my life, where I was helping people with partnership problems. And it was very much a case of, well, whenever I come home, my partner is always bitching about something. I'm never greeted or welcomed back into my own house. And, you know, when I was dealing with that particular situation or couple, it was very much, you know, how could they get through this blockage around, well, I never feel welcome in my own house. And the other, the partner in this particular case history was very much a case of, well, he doesn't realise I've just, you know, I've been looking after the two kids all day. The house is trashed. He expects, you know, the food to be ready when he comes home from work. And actually, what I could do with is a sit down and a glass of wine. But he seems very demanding. And it's looking at it and just beginning to work out that the event that has happened, the response that happens, and what's the outcome. And the outcome there was people, you know, this particular couple feeling as if they were just not speaking from the same book, or, you know, their estrangement was happening and their relationship was becoming more and more estranged, because they weren't talking about their own needs. They weren't talking about what was really important. Was when this man came home, he wanted to feel welcome in his own house, and all he got was the stress from his partner's day, and it felt like she was bitching at him, whereas in fact what she was actually just needing to say was, my day has not been great, please listen to me for 5 minutes, and then we can put it aside, have a glass of wine, and actually then begin to look at our relationship and make sure we are present for each other during the evening, instead of actually you know, making each other wrong and therefore going into an argument or a disagreement or not being present for each other. So as they worked, obviously they worked with me, they suddenly realised that they could flip the coin. And the flipping the coin, the event still happened, but their response changed. And therefore, the response, in changing the response, then the outcome changed. So I was just trying to use a case study really just to explain what actually happens sometimes in these responses. So looking at the event, you know, we all have stressful events in our lives. And, you know, obviously one of the stressful events in my life was not being able to connect with the radio show at the right time. So these events do occur because life happens. It is the response that you have which makes the outcome. So
I would agree with you on that one, Penny.
In a stressed way, then you're going to actually have a poorer outcome. If you can become chilled and not so stressed about the response, and you can take a breath and literally make sure you're okay, then the outcome will change. And the outcome is going to be much more how you want to live your life. So one of the things, as I was saying, that it, you know, if you can look at the two basic choices you can make, which is going to change this. The first basic choice is to change what your response is to the event that is happening right here, right now in your life. So that's really important. So that's the first basic choice that you.
Good evening, Penny.
Have.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Good
is
evening.
That Matthew?
It is. I've been patiently listening and waiting for a good time
to
let
breath.
You know I'm here.
Oh, well done, well done. Well, we've both managed after all of that hoo-ha.
Yeah, what a right old laugh.
Yeah, maybe we should actually tell the listeners that Matthew and I were rapidly texting each other going, I'm having real problems, oh no, I'm having real problems. So I'm glad you managed to get here
too. Can you let
too.
Chris know I'm having issues and I'm saying exactly the same thing? Yeah. Is what it is, but it goes to show when you persevere and have a positive mindset about it, you get there.
Absolutely.
It may take a little time, but you get the ideal outcome.
Yeah, it was really quite funny when I'm talking about events, and you know, one of the first events I was thinking about was, you know, Luke desperately working for 45 minutes to get Java working and various other. I mean, I have no idea because I'm not an IT person, but he was desperately working to get it all up. And then we just thought, sod it, there must be another way. And we did the phone app, which worked straight away. Oh, my God. So, yes.
See, I'm all casual. I was getting the messages from Penny, and obviously Penny was having the major issues. And I was thinking, oh, that's all right. I'll be able to connect and let Chris know and that sort of thing. Could I connect? No, not for 13 minutes. So by which time you had obviously got the app working. So
I was
yeah,
in
you've
full
got to,
flow
you've got to laugh
stage.
At these things.
It is really, it's just so. It's real Freudian, isn't it? That we should be talking about how to respond to different events in your life. And here was a big one. And how to get the outcome that we desired. It was you sometimes, when something happens like that, if you go into reaction too much and you allow the reaction and you allow your emotions to take you over, it's actually just keep a cool head and just keep on trying different ways. And I know Matthew has heard me say many, many times, there's many ways of skinning a cat. I do feel sorry for the cat, but there are many ways of skinning a cat. And you just have to keep on going and realizing, well, if that hasn't worked, then we try a different thing. And you know, as I said, I have no idea what Luke was doing with Java, but he was writing all sorts of different, you know, it's gobbledygook to me. And it's just loads of, because he's writing code rather than anything else. But everything he tried, it just went, nah, and it wasn't going to let him do it. So it was just, it's what it is. And I suppose it's me learning when I'm mobile, I have to think of other things. You know, you can't necessarily do the same thing time and time again and expect it to work. It, you know, circumstances change. Events change, as I was saying before. You know, an event that you thought was going to be real easy sometimes becomes difficult. And, you know, it's knowing that even if something becomes difficult, there are many different responses that you can have to gain a good outcome. And it may not be the perfect outcome, but it's good enough. And, you know, it is just what it is. So it's been a great, what's the word, example of that this evening. So, now that you're here, I'm going to hand over to you for a minute. Oh, my word.
Just to say good evening or good afternoon to everybody. And, yeah, I think, I mean, today, Penny and I, if we use the term, so we've had an interesting day. To most people, that could be seen as everything has gone wrong and it's not necessarily gone your way. Maybe certain things have wound you up and skin, but very much you respond to these things. So for me, I've had a very interesting day. What has sort of not gone to plan, jewels and that sort of thing, the window, how do you respond to that? Do you get dragged into it and all of a sudden you're actually getting really, so you're getting really stressed out, you could be angry, all sorts of emotions come up. Because for me, when things going, for want of a better term, take a breath, and I say to myself, this is going to be really interesting to see how this works out. And me, everything today has been either something that's going really well in my life or something that I need to work on. So what I went through this morning is, it obviously worked through it. When a situation comes up, no matter what it is, ask if there's anything you need to get from it. Look as to what the situation would be. All of your clients are late, or you're late to one. And if you're late to all of your clients, what is the pattern within that you need to look at? So I'm always looking at whatever situation comes up to learn. And if you look at situations that come up in your life, daily life or sort of weekly expenses, if they keep coming up, if you notice them, you need to flip things around. Because more often than not, what you'll find is the universe is just giving you an experience so that you can learn to get, because you haven't been up until now. And so if in that moment when you realise, oh, actually something's not going quite right here, what's it showing? If you get what it's trying to show you, you'll be round. Your morning turns into a brilliant afternoon. And like I say, this afternoon, I mean, I've been getting some real positive learning, there's not so positive experiences, but ultimately it comes down to the hurry, worry, or whether you do, literally, what needs to happen here? What do I need to get, or what do I need to change in order for the outcome to change? And I think when you're able to do that, and he was mentioning loved ones and that sort of thing, we have a habit of the classic women will say about men, that men don't understand what they, and men will say the same assumption has done in the day. So And the classic is, we've all been children and we all know that it doesn't matter how many times the house is cleaned during the day, by the time whoever the worker is isn't going to be tidy. So the man of stressful day with work, sort of get home and have that 5 minutes to just reintegrate with the household. And it's, oh, and I've heard, oh, well, what have you done all day? Because the house is messy. Wind a woman up and see her hit the roof. There's the comment to throw at her as soon as you walk through the door, because I tell you, in the doghouse. Because, dude, is have the man in and as a couple. And it seems like the first thing you do is throw a wild comment out there. rather than, again, taking a breath and saying, that's interesting, the fact that the house is messy has upset me. Take a breath. Good evening
well,
to your
is,
wife.
I think...
Interact. Within 2 seconds, you'll see the children throwing toys everywhere and understand why it's messy. So it is very much how you respond to that can gain you the outcome that you're looking for. And if you're not having those experiences, it's it's not about blaming yourself and what you're doing is causing that. However, some of your behaviours could. And it's just remembering behaviours are not who we truly are. They're learned.
Yeah, you know, for
obviously
me
it's really...
Sorry. For me, it's very much about... Oh, we're just going into the break, so I will. I'll talk about what I, the idea I had in my mind
right,
as
yeah.
we come back.
Coming up for a break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
So we're back from the break. Very much one of the points I was going to make before the break was obviously we have the event that happens. We have our response to it, but it's then giving yourself a minute to take a breath before you push that response out into the world and get a poor outcome. So it's taking that breath, looking at, actually, is this right thinking? Am I doing right thinking here to respond quickly and whilst I'm in reaction? Or do I just need to reflect for a moment and look at it and understand, you know, Matthew was talking before the break about, you know, and it's not always men. Please do not think I'm man bashing, because I'm not. Someone comes back from work and says something to their partner, which then pushes them into reaction and they are flabbergasted. And this is where the miscommunication comes. Instead of actually just taking a breath and going, The house looks like someone's thrown an atomic bomb in here. Maybe they've been having a really stressful day. The kids have been playing up and have become Tasmanian devils. And maybe what I need to do then is look around and go, my partner needs a cup of tea or a glass of wine, and go and do that instead of responding in a way that's not helpful. And if you give yourself that amount of time, then you're more likely to pick a positive choice rather than, you know, responding and driving somebody else into more reaction. So if you reflect, look at it and just go, whoa, this situation looks out of control. It probably isn't, but I bet my partner is stressed. So do they drink tea more than they drink wine? Because I'm a tea drinker rather than a wine drinker. But what can I do to help and support them? And it's about taking yourself out of yourself slightly and really beginning to get something from somebody else's point of view. And if you can do that, then the outcome is going to change. The outcome is going to be you have a partner who really appreciates everything that you do. You're going to have a partner who goes, he may have some bad points, but my God, he's 100% supportive. Yeah. And the other way around, you know, if, you know, the days that the female part of the partnership gets the food on the table on time or whenever he wants it, then he is also going to be 100% appreciative of that behaviour instead of just expecting it. Or, you know, or maybe, you know, the male person comes home from work and actually starts the dinner. You can imagine, you know, it's just being more appreciative of everybody else's efforts. So what are your thoughts on that, Matthew, if you're still there?
Yeah, and I think it works with obviously close family units as well for siblings, because we tend to be so snappy and we make say so many things in when we're in a reaction, we're in some kind of emotional reaction. And it usually comes out after an argument, but once you've had that initial argument with whoever it be within the family unit, you have to have the conversation of, well, I'm really sorry I said that to you. I didn't mean that. I don't truly mean that about you, and I'm sorry if that was hurtful. I said it in the moment because I was angry. And you think, if everybody that had ever said that, and I have to put my hand up and say I probably said that hundreds of times, thousands of times in my lifetime. And it's about actually taking that on board and taking it seriously, rather than just saying it as a fleeting comment and saying, oh, well, I won't do that again because I really did honestly get that was hurtful for you, so I won't do it again. It's kind of like it's not doing that again with anyone. And it brings up for me a comment which I really like, and something that Penny's used with me when I've done some outrageous behaviour. And it's, don't apologise for what you've done. However, please change your behaviour around it. And I think it's such a good comment. And if people truly got how hurtful the things that we were saying are, it would be a case of saying, okay, and again, reflecting on it and saying, well, there wasn't much good around that situation, and I said some things when I was in a reaction. Well, we know if you respond straight away, chances are, if someone said something that either you disagree with or is hurtful, you're going to be responding with emotion. So the best thing to do is to take a breath, acknowledge within yourself how you feel, and then respond back to them. Because once you own the emotions that you're feeling, you can actually sort of let them go to a certain extent where it's not the first thing that comes out of your mouth. And it's something I know I used to do a lot, and it's something I don't do anymore, because it's like I don't want to say things when I'm in a reaction that is just going to hurt somebody's feelings. So I've made a conscious choice to change my behaviour when I'm in reaction.
And I think sometimes, Matthew, it's a really important thing is, you know, the reason that you have been able to change that behaviour is because you reflect. And you look at it and you reflect on a situation that's happened. And it's very much a case of, well, that wasn't great. That wasn't the most enlightened behaviour I've ever done. Maybe I could tweak it a little bit and change it a little bit and see how that works. And I know you've seen huge amounts of different results by just tweaking behaviour, as we all have. And, you know, again, I'm just thinking of a client who's just come to my mind. And, you know, she's very much at the beginning of her pathway. And and basically owning that some of her past behaviour has not been the most enlightened, and could probably do with a little bit of scrubbing up on some of the behaviour or some of the choices that she's made to different events happening in her life. And she went away with a friend on holiday and sat down with this friend who she's known since she was about 3 or 4. You know, they've grown up in nursery together, and then they went to the same school, and you know, she's been around. And actually sat down with her friend and said, you know, I need to own some of my behaviour and some of the things I've said to you in the past which were not the most enlightened. And I just want to let you know how much I love you and how much I would really like our relationship to change for the better. And how amazing that whole situation was, and how healing it was for her. And she came back and she, you know, she was told me about it when she's talking about it and telling me about it. It, you know, the tears of joy was streaming down her face, and she just basically said, I just know that our relationship is just going to change now. And we had a brilliant holiday, and we just feel so much empathy for each other now. And that was her reflecting on some of the behaviour that she's done in the past, taking responsibility for it, and then changing it. And she was alight with joy when she was talking to me. So, you know, this is how things change. And when you commit to making those changes and taking responsibility and reflecting on things, then you change your response. Therefore, you change the outcome. And the outcome will become so much more in, you know, more authentically yourself and more who you would like to be, rather than somebody who actually is taking your, you know, behaviours out on other people. So it was a wonderful example to me, and it was great to have that session with her. So it's just allowing yourself to have that moment before you respond. You know, the event happens, but events are just events. They mean nothing about you, and they mean nothing about the other person. It is just a situation or event. So when we then have the response to it, it's making sure that that response comes from your heart and comes from your authentic self, or your higher self, however you want to describe it. And then that's when the outcome changes. So if you don't like the outcome, you know you need to take it back a step and look at your response. Your response to an event. An event is just an event. As I was saying, it means nothing about you. It means nothing about another person. It is just what it is. You know? Like a slice of bread is just a slice of bread. And it's, you know, it's how you respond to that slice of bread, which is the most important thing. So anything else you would like to say around that, Matthew? I'm ranting again.
No, it's all really good points. And I mean, I've certainly had a lot of my clients can't believe just how changing one response to certain situations can change, or how they explain it, everything. And it is that when you realise you're responsible and you are in control of your own life, and that you can make a difference, life becomes fun, because you realise you can play with it. But it opens up so many doors within your own life, because chances are if you're struggling in one area, you can be struggling in many areas, especially if you're a business owner. I've always been self-employed, and one thing that really became clear when I started working with Penny about 10 years ago now, is that I was always having problems, same problems at home that I was having at work, and the same problems with my clients as I was having with family or friends or relationships. And I couldn't grasp the concept that everything was connected, and everything is just trying to show you where you need to make improvement in your life or sort of change certain things. And so for me, when I started doing the personal work, not only did I start feeling better and I was able to respond better, but all of my life changed. It wasn't just sort of one area. So just changing one pattern, i.e. how you respond, how you take things on board, and how you sort of treat others in the moment, it does literally transform your life in so many ways. You'll find that your family life improves, your own personal life improves, your business will improve, because if you improve, your business has to match that, because ultimately, if there's something that's not going well in your business, it's a reflection of something that's not going well within
well
you.
For
so
you.
Again, yeah, looking into it and responding to it in a different way.
I think that's also what is so important. Is that people sometimes are more motivated about making the changes because something's going wrong in their business life, or they're not making as much profit as they would like to be making, or they're not gaining the clients that they want to see, etc. And they will look at that and go, well, why am I not getting the right outcome? What else do I need to do? Why aren't I, a millionaire by now, or whatever it is? Yeah. And they're motivated by the outcome. Whereas actually, the outcome is just streaming through their responses. And, the event is the event. The response is our responsibility. That's why it's an R. Our responsibility to look at the response. The outcome is just the, obviously the natural progression from the response. So if the outcome is not what you want it to be, then, you know, you need to take it back a step and go, okay, so it's the response that needs to change. And, you know, as I said, when, you know, business people tend to think of, you know, in profit and loss. Whereas what we actually need to do is think of that, you know, it's because of the outcome that is bringing or highlighting that there is a problem with the response. And usually the response is driven by the person. You know, it's a choice. It's a commitment to be a certain way. It's a, you know, I am not going to swear anymore. And I'm just picking something out of my head. You know, if you decide to clean up your language, then it's a case of you need to commit to that and not fly off the handle and say, you know, PQS, instead of actually turning around and using a different thing. And, you know, it's when people say to me, but Penny, how do you do that practically? And I say, you make a choice. You make a commitment. And then, you know, in Acorn to Oaks language, you make a NED. And NEDs are new empowering decisions. You decide to do something differently. And, you know, when you decide to do something differently, that's when the outcome changes. Okay? But unless you make a commitment to change the response, then the outcome will remain the same. Okay? So anything else you want to add to that, Matthew, before we head down to the end of the show here?
Yeah, well, I think probably just to share a couple of personal experiences. I mean, from when I first met Penny, I was doing building. I'm now running a clinic alongside doing a few days building still, and not only have I been able to, how I would state it, has saved my life with the work that Penny does and I now do. It's literally, it starts off obviously with personal work, and all my personal situations changed, all my relationships improved. Then obviously you're working on confidence and that sort of thing. So very much with the extra confidence, you find that you're more pushy when it comes to work situation. So effectively I didn't want to ask for more money, but when I gained the confidence, I realized actually I was worth a lot more than I was being paid. So with confidence, it was going in and having a difficult conversation and saying, you know, I'm worth this much, and if you can't see that or you're not willing to pay it, then I'm going to move on here. And I found so many, literally everything improved, and it got to a point in my life where breath work and the work that Penny does, it changed for so much for me. And I saw so many other people going through completely different situations to me, but their lives were changing just as much as mine, just as rapidly. And so now it's literally, I've gone from being a builder and being pretty unhappy and that sort of thing to now I'm running a clinic and I'm helping people in the way that Penny helped me all them years ago. And there's nothing more satisfying than being able to do that and seeing your clients go on the sort of the same journey that you did, and the excitement in their eyes when you realize you teach them something that we almost take for granted in our lives, because it's just something we're used to doing. With the reflecting and sort of how we respond and how we take things on board. And when you see a client that's literally changed a situation that they've been dealing with for months, maybe years, maybe even decades, and they realise that actually it's not blaming themselves and saying that, oh, well, it's my fault because I've been responding wrong. It's just saying, oh, well, thank God I know that now, because it means I can change it.
I think that's again so true, Matthew, and you've done some astonishing work with all sorts of different client groups. Since you're a practitioner yourself in your own right, and it's really amazing when you see that, and you just see people who have been slow closed down, very much really tight rosebud, and then suddenly you see them relaxing and losing the tension, and they blossom into this amazing rose, which is fragrant and so reaching for the sun. And I know you've seen that with your own clients, and you're getting more and more excited and taking this work out to more and more people. And maybe next time, next week, we can talk about the work that you've been doing with autistic children, and that would be a great radio show, actually.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Because
fantastic, and just getting the descriptions of how this work can make them more truly who they are, and shutting all of the doors of the voices and the distractions and everything else. It'd be make a great show, so let's do that next time. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, it reminds me, do you remember when we were away on retreat? I think it was Becoming Alive, and there was a client of mine there, and on this particular retreat she had stripped herself back. She hadn't bothered with any makeup, whereas usually she would put makeup on to go to the shop. I think it was just after a breath work, and Penny and I were stood outside, and she walked up, and Penny and I just looked at each other, and it was like in that moment she'd never looked so beautiful, because it was just who she is in the bare flesh. But the happiness radiating from her eyes, I think Penny shared the moment with me. It was just amazing to see the difference. When you see someone that's wearing all the makeup and they're sort of done up to make themselves look nice, and all you can see is the pain behind the eyes, and then you take them on a journey of personal development and they completely change, and you see them naturally, and you can actually see the beauty in them.
Just glowing, absolutely
nothing
glowing
like it. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's the same for the guys as well. I mean, some of the guys that I've worked with, their eyes and the way they just look so alive after doing some of the work. And nothing beats it.
And it's the confidence, the confidence to just be real. A great saying. I think it was Oscar Wilde actually who turned around and basically said one of his quotes of, be yourself, everybody else is taken. And it's just like, but it's really, what I love about the work that we do is how people just blossom when they gain the confidence to do so, and it's a fantastic thing to see. So anyway, thank you for bearing with us this evening, and we'll see you next week on time, I hope.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.